Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on.
Lighthouse,
turn it on. Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on. Lighthouse, turn it on.
With your host Tim Knight, with Tia D and Erica Chanel. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Yo, yo, yo. And we're
Let's
back.
Good evening.
Yes, we are live in the Knight House, man. It's good to talk to you. We missed you last week, you know, so, you know, we came back. So we got a jam-packed show tonight. Shout out to Miss Tia D. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Happy Tuesday to you guys. Erica Snow, Timmy K.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it's been, it's always great. The holidays coming up, but, just came back from ATL, courtesy of Mr. Jerome. And a good time, man. So we're going to be talking about a lot tonight. We have some guests coming up. We have some new music from artists. Gaviana is one artist. And Uzi the Bavakane. Now, don't ask me, and he should be on here later on to explain that name, but we're going to definitely have some fun tonight. And we're talking about some good information. So, so Erica, what's going on with you tonight? Talk to us.
I was about to say, did Tim forget about me? I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm happy. It's Tuesday. Last Tuesday was my birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday.
I celebrated that. I've been celebrating all month. Mm-hmm. So I'm just happy and excited to be talking to you both.
Absolutely. And Miss Tia D, fill us in. What's been happening for you since you've been away?
Work. Work is all I do. Yes, both my jobs. Mommy, the media buyer.
Understood. I got you.
That's my goal.
What'd you say?
I said, tell us about your Atlanta trip.
Oh, yeah, man, I tell you, and that's kind of partly what I wanted to talk about, you know, the power of networking. It's incredible. Good time, you know, just to be around, you know, some millionaires. You know, I was able to be in contact with some millionaires and actually a billionaire, Mr. Michael V. Roberts. And he has a book called Action Has No Season. And I met him. It was really cool. So it was good to see, you know, black people vibing, collaborating, no drama, and just really help pulling each other up. And, in fact, I have some young boys that's from Detroit. Got an interview with them. They're coming up, and they invented a really cool device for golf. They basically, like, you change interchangeable heads. So you don't have to carry around, you know, the golf bag with all the heavy, nine irons, whatever it's called, whatever, the sticks. Nevertheless, these buttons.
Did you say sticks?
Sticks, I don't play golf, you know what I'm saying?
You're obviously not a golfer yet.
not a golfer, not yet. Not yet. But these young brothers from Detroit, you know what I'm saying, they did that. I had a chance to talk to these young guys who did this film called Black Friday. Definitely everyone out there, you better go check that out. It's on Facebook. It's everywhere. And it really, he got, like, a lot of celebrities in there talking about, money, okay, and what happens in the black community. So they really did an excellent job. They're going to be on the show pretty soon. So it was good, man. I had a great time. Enjoyed myself and, so I'm back here for now, you know. So that's good news. And coming up, we got an interview with Life Jennings.
Life.
What's going on, everybody? I'm back. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it ain't nothing but the devil. I try to tell you. No. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, so, ladies, let's talk about it. What's up with this whole Trump situation? I mean, this is still going on. Can we believe that he's really still in this race? Like, what's happening?
Well, he is still in this race, which is appalling. It makes me sick because I'm thinking to myself, this man is totally outrageous. He just says whatever he wants, and I don't think that he could be a leader. It's too much.
After he says whatever he wants, his poll ratings up. So
yeah.
What that tells you about America and what they're ready for. But you know exactly who, you know, his supporters are.
It's a sad state of affairs if Donald Trump becomes president of the United States. Because, I mean, he is just going to be doing all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was thinking that he was going to have a great wall to the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading the other day, well, actually today, you know, that they're not even sure if he wants the black vote, you know, black or Latino vote. I mean, I don't think he's going to be able to win without those votes anyway, so... I'm just amazed that this has turned into such like a pageantry. It doesn't even seem like a real presidential
right.
It
is like a pageant.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't even seem real. Like, you know, you have characters. Like, you know what I mean? These are not really like serious candidates out here. These are just people looking for attention. So now I read, now y'all know me as a conspiracy factualist, as I say, that there might not even be an election because it's going to be some crazy stuff coming down the pike that's going to kind of pause that. Now, we'll see if that plays out. And let me just say I hope it doesn't play out, but a number of well-noted people have been speaking about that. You know what I'm saying?
Have they been saying?
What is this conspiracy factual statement
well,
you have?
I really don't want to go that far into it, but I will. Well, and I don't want to say that because a lot of people are not spiritual and don't look at things from a higher perspective, won't even understand it. You know what I mean? At this point, anyway. But I will
share.
Say this.
You might enlighten someone, Tim. You never know.
Well, all I'm going to say is that you can just Google prophecy, Obama prophecy, and this election. In fact, Prophet Brian Karn, I met him. Here at, you know, Bethany, and he basically was the person who came out and spoke boldly about what's going to happen, that Trump's going to fall out pretty soon, and it's going to be an event that may even trigger the pause of this whole campaign, and Obama's going to remain in office. Now, again, this is just what's said from a prophet, so those who are not spiritual or even care anything about that, you know, they won't get it. But do your research. Check it out. It's definitely interesting to look into. I'll say that much. All right? So moving on, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with Gabbiana, her song called Dedicated to You. So we're going to do this.
Hey, good people. This is Tim Knight. Listen, winter is upon us already. If you live in the Northeast or if you live anywhere where you get snow, you get snow. And, of course, if you drive a car, sometimes it breaks down. You don't want to be that guy or girl on the side of the road broke down looking crazy, right? Okay, this is what you need to do. Go to forevermca.com and get unlimited towing.
All right. Not sure what happened with that commercial, but it will be back on. But let's check out Dedicate This to You from Gabbiana. And people, listen, we have great promotions right here at Nighthouse Radio. It's $5. All you got to do is go to Fiverr. $5, you can have your music services. Let's check it out. Gabbiana, Dedicate This to You.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're back. That was Gaviana. So, yeah, check her out. Dedicate this to you. So, let's get back to the news. So, Tia, what's going on with you? What else we got going on in the news?
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard about this Daniel Holtzclaw verdict. He is the Oklahoma City police officer actually convicted of 18 of 36 counts of basically sexual assault, sodomy. And it's basically, I think it was around 7 people he raped, 6 of them were black women. And he actually targeted these women because they either had prior arrest records or warrants out. And he basically, like, found these people, pulled them over, and forcibly made them have sexual relations with him. And when his verdict was actually handed down, he's in the courtroom crying and squealing like a little baby, talking about he didn't do it.
Yeah, I've read that garbage.
I saw him, his picture, and I was like, what is going on? I mean, he looked like his whole face was red, and he looked like he was just, like, having, like, a panic attack, like, freaking out, like a crazy person.
Well, I mean, this is what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows how many times this stuff goes on, you know, unreported. So, I mean, he finally had to pay for it. That face is like, oh, man, I got caught. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to prison. That's all that face is.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that, you know, just because his verdict, you know, turned out to be guilty on several counts, it's really not a win. It's just kind of like a kickstarter to, you know, make people who are supposed to protect and serve us essentially pay when they don't live up to that oath or that expectation that, you know, we expect them to have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of, I guess, rapists, no, I'm joking. No,
what?
I'm joking. So, do you hear Bill Cosby suing 7 accusers? The other 19 he ain't speaking on, but these 7, he's like, no, I ain't rape y'all. Now, see, some of y'all lying. All right?
Y'all lying.
That's good, though. And what do you think about that he's actually flipping?
Well, first of all, why did it take so long? And I just find it very strange to me. So you're a huge megastar. You have lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these celebrities can get whatever they want at any time. So I don't know if it was just like a thrill thing for him to be able to, because they're going to the rooms with him because they want something. I mean, I'm not just going to go to a room with somebody and just expect we just want to sit and talk. You know what I'm saying? No, that's not what you're doing this for. And then for him to drug them, it's like he was seeking a thrill or something. Because why would he have to do all this? To me, I figured they would just be there because they'd given it up anyway.
Right.
Well, most of them, you know, probably would, but it is like, Bill, listen, man, I wanted to be in a movie, but not that bad. You want me to do what? And he's like, nah, let me get you something to drink. And that's how it just happened, you know? But, I mean, I think all these celebrities, the whole casting couch situation, I think that's very real. I think a lot of these people have to do these things. And then it's, once you start doing one level of craziness or freakiness, then it keeps escalating. So I think that's a lot of times what happened to these people in Hollywood. I don't know. But I got some good news. I don't know if you heard, high school graduation rates reaches record highs. So that's good.
Yeah.
You know,
that is really good.
You know, so they're narrowing the gap, you know, to our white counterparts. So that's good. We're catching up a little bit. Do you think that's really true when you look at the youth of America today that you see walking around the street, or do you think this is just a skewed statistic?
No, I actually think it's true. Do you know why? Because I think we're getting back into the period of young people who actually care about education and they actually care about being productive society members. Like, I feel like for a while, you know, some of these kids is just like you almost like lose hope and have no hope for them because they have no hope for themselves. But I feel like we are coming upon kids who actually, you know, go the extra step. And they want to be in the HBCUs, and they want to go to college, and they want to be able to floss the right way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it is good to hear. Now, because, I mean, some of the youth I see is just like, you know, you just have to wonder, like, what are you thinking about? You know, because a lot of the things that we're doing, and, well, I can't say that we're doing, but I look at kids and just, I don't know. Anyway, so Donald Trump praises Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Anybody hear about that?
No.
No, but you let us know.
All right, well, Justice Roberts, he really let us conservatives down, is what he said, with his whole Obamacare was disgraceful, and I think he did that just because he wanted to be popular inside the Beltway. That's what Donald Trump told 4,000 supporters. Now, I don't know any other black person that Donald Trump has supported recently. Can anyone put a finger on anybody that he supported that's black?
No, absolutely
no.
not.
So of all people, that's Clarence Thomas is the one, I guess. He's the lucky one, I guess, that's going to endorse him there. Oh, no.
Well, did you hear about this? This is in sports news. So Rajon Rondo used to play for the Celtics for a long time. He now plays for the Sacramento Kings. And on December the 3rd, he had a confrontation with one of the referees. His name is Bill Kennedy. And what happened was he threw Rajon out the game, and he refused to leave the court. So he ejected him. And then instead of following Kennedy to the far sideline, where he this is what basically happened, he called the referee a gay slur. So he said, "You're a mother effing F."
Mm-hmm.
And then he kept, and he said again, "You're effing F." And he said it directly to him, and he called him out his first name. He was like, "Billy." So what happened was, a couple of days later, the referee came out and said that he's gay. So it wasn't like he was just saying it just to be saying it. He meant it.
Well, how would the basketball player know that he was gay?
He must know. He knows somehow. I mean, it's probably obvious. I mean, that's how
he's
most people,
the
that's how, you know, most people. Yeah, like, when you know somebody's gay, you just know. You know, sometimes you don't. It's not that obvious, but with him, obviously it was. So after he got that happened, he decided to tell the world.
So what happened to him? So what was the penalty, I guess?
Well, the penalty for Rajon, let me see. He got thrown out the game. I don't believe he got suspended or anything like that, because it doesn't say anything about that. I know that it says that Joakim Noah, he plays for the Bulls, he got fined $50,000 back in 2011 for making a slur towards a heckling fan. But, I mean, the bottom line is, I guess this man felt so, I don't know if he felt violated or he felt like, I don't know, his secret is out. I don't know if, you know, but he basically came out to the world after Rajon said something to him during the game about his sexuality.
Being a little bit, I think he'd be an extra. Nobody, number one, really cares about the referee as long as you're making the right play, okay? That's what we need you to do, is blow the whistle at the right time, make the right calls. No one knows the referee, you know, but I guess everybody needs a platform, right? Wow.
Yeah.
But I get it. So, hey, listen, guys, we're going to take a quick little break. We're going to check out the interview that I did with Life Jenny. She's coming back with some new stuff pretty soon. So look out for him. He's on Love and Hip Hop. You know, check out your boy. But we'll be right back.
What's up, Life? Good night, man. I'm good. Nighthouse Radio. Just want to ask you a few quick questions here with Life Jennings right here. So what's going on, man? It's been a minute since we've seen you on the scene. No.
I'm grinding, man. You know, I live on the road, man.
Okay.
You know, we definitely still putting out music, man. But, you know, sometimes knowledge ain't always as popular as it used to be.
This is true.
Right.
And that's what made you unique. Are you going to come back with the same type of message in the music?
Yeah, I mean, we continuous, man. You know, we 5 albums in.
Wow.
You know, 6th one coming out next year, man. It's all the same. People always talking about reinventing themselves, man. I don't think you can reinvent the truth.
That's
so
true.
Nothing for me to reinvent.
Right. And now you're doing acting as well.
Yeah.
Any projects that we can look forward to?
Well, you know, I did Love and Hip Hop last season. I'm doing it again this season. You know, definitely a lot more of that. You know, I did some movies. This is actually my first role right here, you know, to catch TK, man. So we're just having fun, man. Living
absolutely.
Our life.
Now, with Love and Hip Hop, how much are you really allowing the people to see of you? Like, is that like your full life that's really you right there?
I mean, well, we're still in the process of developing it, man. You know, I want to show the stage it's going to be beneficial to people.
Right.
While also showing the real side of it, man. So, I mean, you just got to tune in and really see.
Absolutely. Okay. Appreciate it, man.
All right, and we're back. So, what else is going on in the world, Ms. TD? Talk to me. What's up?
Well, I want to ask you a question. So, you met up with Lyce. It was just like a coincidence, or you know?
No, we actually were. Well, yes. To answer your question, we was on set of the new show. Here we go again with Wendy Raquel Robinson and Latoya Luckett. Who, you know, is very pretty in real life, man. Very very fun. You know, I got to say, this show is going to be hilarious. What bit that I did see is going to be very funny. Very, very funny. And there, Tasha Mack, I guess, you know. She's not playing that role, but she's very animated. You know, some people just have that certain it factor and that, you know, liveliness to them. She's like a professional. Like, no matter how many times you got to do the same scene, she does it like clockwork. She's like, you know, definitely a perfectionist. So, yeah, and he was outside, actually. I think he's going to be doing something in the movie, excuse me, in the show as well. So he was outside, and we were just taking it outside. So, yeah. That's how
okay,
I
have. So has the show been picked up? Is this a pilot they were filming? Or
it's on TV One. It's going to air in February.
Oh, it's already on. It already plays.
No. It's going to be showing in February. That's when it's coming on. Yep.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, they got to, you know.
Check that out.
We got big time. Yeah, we got, you know, serious actors in there. You know, you definitely got to pick up. But it's going to be funny. Here we go again.
Right.
Yep. So that was cool.
All right. So it sounds like you had a really interesting time down in
ATL. Yeah, down in Atlanta. That was definitely
got
cool.
Got to meet some celebrities, did some interviews.
Yep. Some billionaire, or a billionaire, rather. And I want everybody to go check out that book, Action Has No Season. I'm always plugging something that's positive, so if I tell you to get it, you can trust and believe it's worthwhile. Any man who is at least $1 billion has something that you need to hear, all right? So and it's definitely a very, very good, easy read, straight to the point, and you're doing some wonderful things. So, yeah, shout out to them.
About Lyce Jennings and Love and Hip Hop, I don't really watch that. I used to. So what is, you know, I mean, obviously he is in the world of music. Not exactly. I mean, I don't really consider his music hip hop, but is he on air with a female? Like, what is he going to be doing?
Well, he said most of that he's doing is pretty much his life. Now, I guess the girl that he was with, I don't know whether or not she'll be on there. I can't confirm or deny, but it didn't look like that was who I saw outside. So you got to watch the show to check it out. But, yeah, he's
okay.
Going to be, you know, main focus is his music, you know what I mean, and doing his thing. So he's a real dude. Yep.
Is he going to be on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
Yeah, yep, yep.
Okay, I just actually watched Love and Hip Hop New York. They premiered their sixth season yesterday. And when I tell you the ratchetness is real,
oh, wow.
I have never in my life, like just, and I know, Erica, you used to watch it. You remember Ra Ali, I think her name was?
Rashida?
I don't know I don't know what she did. But her ass is, like, on, it's bigger than Kim Michelle's. I don't know what the
hell
she did.
Oh, I need to watch, because you know what? I did see a clip of that girl Cardi B, and I heard they played everybody out because Cardi B wasn't even on the episode.
Who's Cardi B?
You haven't seen the clip of Cardi B? She is this chick, and they make fun of her. Her teeth is messed up. I don't know who she is. Like, she's somewhere. She got this real, like, heavy New York accent, and then they had a video. She, like, talking about how she likes to suck you know what? You ain't see Cardi B?
Girl named, what was her name? Marilena or something crazy. But she was speaking with broken English and talking about her song was like, yeah, I'm a hoe. Yep, I
did. Yeah, that's how Cardi B is. She's talking about some video they had of her, and she was talking, I'm a regular schmegula chick or something, and they keep making fun of it. Just Google Cardi B. But everybody was talking about how she wasn't even on the show.
She wasn't on the first episode. She might come in later on. But there,
right.
Remy Ma and Papoose was also on there, as well as Peter Guns and his foolishness.
What relevant rappers are on the show? Like, who's actually in hip hop on the show? I mean, I didn't hear any names that sound familiar.
Remy Ma and Papoose. The only person on the show with money is Yandy.
Yandy, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Remy Ma, that's good. So is the comeback full strong at this point? Like, has she been coming back for a while? What's going on?
Well, she's only been out of jail for like a year. So you know she did 6 years in jail.
Right.
And she's only been out of jail for like a year. So I'm sure this show is a great platform for her to get back on, because I didn't realize, I wasn't really checking for her. I mean, I liked the album Conceited in the whatever song, but she only had that one album, and then she went to jail for 6 years.
Yeah. So it would be good to see her. Now, Pat Poos, he was doing his thing, but I guess his career never took off, so maybe this will help open him.
Are they together?
Yeah,
they're married.
Yeah. Oh, child? I don't know. So he waited for her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, coming up shortly, we're going to we have some music. We have an artist named Uzi the Bob Overkane. I can't talk tonight, man. I'm just off balance, so bear with me, everybody. We'll be back in rare form. Brother's been tired. But, yeah, we're going to check him out and see what his music is about. And, again, let us know. The number is 323-443-7453. Hey, listen, $5 is all it takes to get on the show. You can broadcast music to the world. NightHouseRadio.com, that's the blog. It's doing very well out there, so we're putting a lot of good information, showcasing a lot of artists. So let's check them out and let me know what you think. The chat room is open. Here's Uzi the Baba King.
Into a lot of trouble, and I really try to get out. No lies, but all I let out. And all I see are hypocrites pointing fingers from a distance. The blood of Christ preventing the entrance. Haters thought I was starting to lose my persistence. Paranoid, my girl was starting to lose her interest. Now I feel it's over and she ain't gon' call me back. Devastated by the fact, had it added in my rap. See, Coochie calls the goals, man, it's hardly here to stay. So I twist mine like a new song and give it away. So no more red wine and romantic dinner. Just a lot of weed bags and romantic shinners. You remember that girl we used to call chin-ups. We gotta be like her, man, we gotta put a chin-up and never give up. Forgive me for the sins I've committed. I wonder why I gotta slip every time I've repented. I try to see life very clear, but it's tinted. And we'd rather be the same than choose to be different. I still try to understand the system and its principles. Wonder why they gotta consider what person's ethical. See, man, they bugging. I wasn't talking about gas when I said I was thugging. Misconceptions, got y'all fellas twisted. I don't care about religion, I'm a man of faith. Like my girl screaming bumper, I'm a man of taste. A rap classic album is what I plan to make. So forget you when you mark your skin. Cause I gotta
dream. Hey, yeah. I know you see.
for studio sessions. Now I'm getting paid for studio sessions. Life is a refreshment, so watch out best I open this bottle. And if you try to sip from mine, you're looking for trouble. Shorty tripping, then that's who we love. Real coddle. Instead of looking for my wife, I was looking for a model. And now I'm back. Apologies to myself. Hope you take me as I am. And love me well. I say love me tender. Love me ginger. I feel sorry for my haters. I forgive them, baby. Mama thinks I'm a trick, giving money to these hoes. And Christ died for all the little ones in rows.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's what's up. Shout out to
Go ahead, Timmy.
Oh yeah, shout out to Uzi. We salute everyone, you know, who puts together, you know, their music and trying to get out here and do something for yourself. Shout out to you. Keep growing, keep progressing. Hey, you never know, great things can happen. So
keep your dream alive. I like that.
That's right, Timmy. You tell them.
But you said, ooh, yeah, that reminded me of Casey and JoJo. And they, have you seen them recently?
They had a reality show, and it was a bad. It was like they was just drunk, and a year ago. It was like they just looked real bad.
Yeah, they look about like 72, and they like all right. Yeah. It's not
good. I think they're a little bit older than us, but they still look bad. They still like in their 40s, looking like that. It's because they alcoholics.
Yeah. I remember the one time you seen a video where the ball fell. He had fell out, and he kept on singing. It was a YouTube video.
Yeah,
I saw that. Yeah, that was horrible. Yes, because he's drunk. Yes. Just drunk.
He was
like
dumb.
That. How horrible is that?
You know you're about to do a show, and you like, there's no reason you should be pissy drunk on the stage talking about some, ooh, yeah, thinking they're still in 1996. You don't fell out. You don't lost oxygen to your brain.
Stupid. Well,
and on top of that, y'all not cute. So looking like, I don't even know.
Well, let me let's get back to a little politics here real quick. Now, I know I got some Clinton supporters over here. So I think this is directed directly at y'all. Now, Ms. Hillary Clinton says George Bush was right on Islamophobia, I guess what they call it. Tuesday, she praised former Republican President George W. Bush for his position regarding Muslims following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. She says, I want to remind us, particularly on Republican friends, that George Bush was right. The Democratic presidential frontrunner said during remarks at the University of Minnesota, 6 days after 9/11, he went to a Muslim community center, and here's what he said. Those who feel like they can intimidate our fellow citizens to take our anger, take out their anger, don't represent the best of America. They represent the worst of humankind, and they should be ashamed of that kind of behavior. Now, I said all that to say this. First off, she cannot be president for one main reason alone. She is extremely hard on the eyes. I cannot keep looking at this woman's pictures. Okay? I cannot imagine her seeing nothing of importance.
I'm
looking at her picture. I'm like, oh my God.
Are you serious? She is not that bad. I've seen worse. So you want to look at Donald Trump every day?
No.
Or whenever?
But I'm going to come
with
back
that
to
that hair.
Point. But yeah, I'm going to come back to that. She looks like the dummy from Saw. Like the John with the.
Shut up.
She is not that bad.
I never even saw Saw, but I just don't. No. Whatever.
She looks like Saw. But
you are
so
good.
But here's Charlamagne. Do you think that the media is succeeding in dividing this country, because it seems like if I hear another thing, you know what I'm saying, dealing with black and white race issues, me again being the conspiracy factualist that I am, this is their grand design, to create such a rift between black and white. That's what all I see, you know what I mean? Because I don't know. What do you guys think? And it's even religion, like even this whole religious thing, this whole Muslim thing.
The black and white thing, I mean, I can definitely agree with that. It's starting to become, especially with all the shootings and everything, and it's really ridiculous at this point. And then the religion thing, too. Like, how do you feel about Donald Trump saying that? I mean, it's crazy.
Well,
he's supposed to eliminate everybody who's not, like, a WASP, white, Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Like, that's it. Nobody else matters.
Well, the thing is, I look at it like this. Donald Trump definitely not going to be the president. So he's up here causing all this chaos. This is the wrong time for this dude to be up here, considering all this whole, this division between black and white, this race war, this, religious some kind of war going on, and you got this guy up here fanning in the flames on both ends. And no one has told him, like, yo, you need to sit down. You're definitely not in position to be any type of president. You're not even a good person at this point. You know, you can't respect other people's culture. You know what I mean? You can't even respect the people in general. It's just crazy. But I don't know, is there any type of prerequisite to becoming a presidential candidate? Or you can just, if you can raise enough money, you can just jump in the race? Is that how it works? Anybody know?
That's how it's working with Donald Trump, because basically he's funded his whole campaign. Nobody else has done that. He is doing that all on his own. Donald Trump. He's not giving any fundraising. Nobody's giving him money. He just has it, and that's what he's using to fund his campaign. But for me, it is because he has money. It's, like, not right. Like, it's just that any old Tom, Dick, and Harry can get up here and say, oh, I'm going to be president. No, you don't really need to have any type of credentials. You don't need to know anything about foreign policy. You know, you're just there. Just, like, it's like a joke. Like, I feel like we're in a Twilight Zone.
So in order to become president of the United States, you have to have been born a native-born U.S. citizen, or you have had to be a citizen, it doesn't even say how many years. You also must be at least 35 years of age, and you must live in the United States for at least 14 years.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
The Constitution is, like, vague about it, so it doesn't say whether you need to live here for 14 years consecutively, or if you can live here for 5 years and go somewhere else and come back, but 14 years total. So those are the three requirements, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's not much. So I guess your boy... Then Carson, he says, maybe I'll bring some weapons with him to his debate. Did you hear about that? That's the thing. I was rocking with him. Yeah, I was rocking with him for a little bit. Then, you know what I mean? For a little bit, then, you know, he's very out of touch with, you know, black community. And then the final straw, I guess, was his wife. And,
I was with him at first too, Tim. But then he starts lying.
Yeah.
He's caught in all these lies. Like, why would you come out lying and then your wife? Oh, bless her heart. Bless her heart.
Bless her heart is right, because she is not a looker. And ain't nobody checking for her. Ain't nobody finding out what's Carson wearing to this such and such. Nope. Don't nobody care.
Erica, there is hope, because anybody can be styled. I mean, I think if she got a couple of Brazilian Yankee tracks up in there, got, you know, did a little Weight Watcher, she could, you know, have a move, get a little makeup. You never know.
She's going to need lipo. She's going to need the Brazilian butt lift. She's going to need it all. She's going to need everything. She's going to have a complete makeover. Because she is a wreck. And that is a shame that and nobody said, let me sit down. The campaign, where's Olivia Pope, okay? Somebody should be running a campaign for him, telling him that his wife looks a hot mess and something needs to be done about this. But then again, he's corny.
He's corny, but she takes it to a whole new Mrs.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Have you seen? I wonder what the kids look like. I know he got a couple sons. Lord.
Oh, I'm about to find out right now.
Just Google it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Night House Radio, she actually sings the national anthem. So there's a video.
Who does?
Let's hear it. Hello, people. This is Tim Knight. I'm going to play Ben Carson's wife singing the national anthem. All right?
No.
So we can silence people.
No.
All right? All right, hold on. Listen up. Serious. But here's the thing, and the reason why you have to go watch this if you're home right now, everyone, okay? I need you to turn it on YouTube. Or after the show, actually. Don't interrupt our show for anything. But just type in Ben Carson's wife is the singer. Now, it looks painful. You never see somebody that's so, you know, it looks like she's in pain. But if
she really is, she's hard on the eyes.
I really think
it's just not good.
Yeah, look, we should get off this bike. That's not right.
No, I just found the picture that I'm going to share with you two of them. This looks like they may have been married for a couple years. It's a picture of her, him, their three kids, I guess.
It looks like it could be her
mother. And she looks like somebody's old auntie. She looked like the maid. Okay, like let's get Helga in here and let her. She's part of the family. She looks sad. That's
all right, black people. We can't talk about our own. We cannot talk about our own people. We should be proud.
You're right.
This man is running for president.
But it's not right that they let our own people come out here looking like that, though. That's not right.
Well,
somebody should take control of that situation. You can't come behind Barack and Michelle looking like that.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Well, it's not about who's
But you just talked about Hillary, about her looks.
Well,
you said she looked like she's tall.
Yeah. And no. Well,
Hillary, I actually see a picture of their wedding picture.
I saw that
check
too,
it out. Me personally, I'm just tired with the news in general. Like, it's hard to just even turn on the news. It's so depressing. You know, I'd rather focus on, you know, something of positive. It's like the news is just full with drama. This whole shamble of an election, this is crazy. I don't know. Who do you think would be a good candidate? Is there any congressman or a person in government that you guys have ever come across that you would think would be a good candidate? Or have you found someone? No? Okay. All right.
Erica,
what about you, Tia?
Do you have any issues, Erica?
Bill Cosby.
Don't.
Like, no, I'm just
Bill
like, Cosby. I'm just joking. Because I'm looking at a picture of him. That's why I said it. No.
No. All right.
Nobody at all right now.
It's a deep thing. It's a definite deep thing. But same time, I think it's really a collective effort. It seems like no matter who gets in office, it's like if people are not working together for the greater good of the people, then it's all for nothing anyway. Because you have this constant back and forth. You know, it's the Democrats. The reason why you can't get stuff done is the Republicans saying that's the reason why you can't get done. Meantime, we're losing as people. Did they ever figure out what they're going to do with these, I guess, those refugees coming into the country? Are they going to go ahead and let them in or not?
I think it came down to states. Like, states were deciding whether they were going to do it or not. But I haven't heard any more developments about it at all.
Mm-hmm. It's a sensationalized, you know, whatever's the hot topic, and then it moves on. You know, same old, same old. So anyway, let's next week is Christmas. All right, turn our attention there real quick. So, anybody doing anything special for the holidays?
No, just spending time with the family. I'm off that week, which is good.
Okay, well, it's good to be off. Right, nothing wrong with that. So,
yeah,
we're going to...
The 10 whole days from the 24th, I don't go back to work until the 4th.
Wow. It must be nice, huh? Gee, what?
Yeah, holiday break.
Gee, so and no plans with all that time off?
I might go see my cousin in Virginia. There's multiple things I might do. Actually.
I got you. No problem. Well, we're going to do a quick little commercial break, and we will be back to wrap up the show pretty soon.
Hey, good people. This is Tim Knight. Listen, winter is upon us already. If you live in the Northeast or if you live anywhere where you get snow, you get snow. And, of course, if you drive a car, sometimes it breaks down. You don't want to be that guy or girl on the side of the road broke down looking crazy, right? Okay, this is what you need to do. Go to forevermca.com and get unlimited towing, unlimited roadside assistance. Plus, there's tons of other benefits that come along with that package. Now, to see exactly what I'm talking about, you have to go to forevermca.com to find out more right now. Take care.
All right, so we're about to wrap it up. We got a few minutes left here on the Night House Radio Show. Still want to hear from you guys, 323-443-7453, with your questions. And the chat room has been open, and some Denver Dame I know hasn't hit me up, but it's all right. It's okay. We're in the chat room alone. So,
I said shout out to Denver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a nice place. Nice place. Yep. So, hey, that's about it for tonight. Anything you guys want to talk about? I know there's got to be something going on in the entertainment world, Ms. Chanel. What's going on there?
Let's see what's going on there. Well, we and you had talked earlier about Terrence Jenkins. He's leaving E! News. I know you told me you didn't know who he was. I tried to explain to you that he was Terrence J. from 106 and Park.
You should say Terrence J. There you go.
Oh, my bad. I didn't say Terrence. Oh, is that what it was? Yeah, he's leaving E! News. He's been there for 3 years.
What is he going to do?
He says that he's going to take some time off this summer. And, he took time off this past summer. And he produced and starred in his first feature film. It's called The Perfect Match. So let me see what else are they saying. I didn't get the full scoop on this, but it doesn't really say what he's doing.
Why would he leave that good job? He could do
it doesn't really make any sense.
Negro.
It doesn't say.
This Negro will never work
the White House. He's going to be at the White House to host a program focused on arts and entertainment? I don't understand. But
yeah, you don't leave good opportunities. But...
Yeah, you don't do that, because he's in a position where he needs to take a cue really from Ryan Seacrest.
I think something happened, though, because he kind of like suddenly announced this. He may got a fire. Maybe something ain't right.
Yeah,
one
it
at a time.
No, Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't make any sense. He just came on there and said, tomorrow's my last day.
Yeah, they don't, yeah, they must be letting him, he must have got fired, but they must be letting him go with some dignity. Because it makes
right.
no sense for him to leave that job. Because
yeah.
there you can do that, you can produce your movies, you wouldn't need the money. Because they never, like, no.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
Something's funky there.
Yeah,
something definitely funky there.
And what else is happening?
The Golden Globes got announced, and some notables were nominated. Empire, Taraji is nominated. Once again, Viola Davis of How to Get Away with Murder is nominated. Idris Elba is nominated twice. He's nominated for his show Luther. It's like on the BBC. And
wait,
he's also nominated for, I'm sorry, say again.
Everybody watching it.
No, I've never seen it. And I love Idris Elba, but I've never seen that show, and he keeps getting nominated for it. I don't know, because I don't watch the BBC, the British broadcast channel. I just don't.
No.
I don't know. And then he's probably talking in his British accent. Now, I find it attractive and sexy, but I like it when I was just watching Obsessed with him and Beyonce. And he was just looking so good. Oh my goodness, that's a chocolate drop. So sorry. I digress.
Having those black ass babies, I would have them, and I would name them Mfufu Elba, and not Shishi Elba.
Mfufu, whatever.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that time we saw him at that party and he DJ'd it.
He smiled. Mm.
Dream come true.
2 minutes left. 2 minute warning.
Yes. 2 minute warning. Are you warning us?
Yeah. That's it.
Get off the Idris Elba tip.
No, the show's almost over. You got 2 minutes. Now, what else is going on?
Oh.
Don't act like we can't hear you stuffing something in your mouth. Like that sex on chocolate, Idris.
Yep.
All right, so there's no more entertainment news, apparently.
No, sorry, no more entertainment news. Oh, you know what else, though? Me and Tia had this really in-depth conversation last night about Kris Jenner and her boyfriend. Okay, so anyway, you got
to
check him out.
It's time for us to say goodbye.
Kris Jenner's boyfriend. Do that.
All right. Yes, please check that out. We've got 90 seconds left. Erica, say goodbyes.
Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful week.
Miss T.D.?
Good night, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week. Happy holidays.
Your boy, Tim Knight, Nighttime. Check me out, timknight.com, nighthouseguild.blogspot. Definitely make sure you go to forevermca.com. Information. Have a great, wonderful holiday. We will be back on Tuesday. Do a quick little show. We'll entertain y'all. And I'll be woke next week. So that's good news, right? All right. So, again, thank you for listening in. Have a good one.
Are you the chosen one? Come on.